pros do it right by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock, like DeWalt and Little Giant. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. Now save $60 on a two-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $99. Plus, we now offer the Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder, giving you the flexibility to do just about any job for only $159. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/16, U.S. only.
A decades-old cold case in Ohio has apparently been solved.
In early 1993, a newborn baby boy was put in a bag and left in the middle of the road in Geauga County, Ohio. Now, police say advances in DNA have finally led them to the mother. 49-year-old Gail Eastwood Ritchie arraigned Monday on murder charges that could send her to prison for life. Prosecutor James Flay is making a startling revelation in court.
The defendant did confess to this crime. And the defendant also confessed to committing a similar crime that is currently being investigated.
The woman reportedly telling police she'd earlier disposed of another child to whom she'd given birth 2 years earlier in Cleveland. Police looking but have yet to find evidence in that case. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The Indian Air Force today spotting the wreckage of an Antonov 32 transport plane 9 days after it disappeared near the border with China. The fate of the 13 people aboard is still unknown. Air Force officials say paratroopers are likely to be lowered by ropes from helicopters in the area tomorrow. A ground team is also on its way to the crash site in a heavily wooded, mountainous area. Your sleep habits may be making you fat.
If you're a woman who often sleeps with a TV on, a new study says you may be packing on pounds as the light confuses your metabolism. Dr. Dale Sandler of the National Institutes of Health.
The women who who had light on in the room as compared to sleeping in a dark room, were more likely to be overweight.
She does say a small nightlight is okay. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Big tech is about to become big politics in Washington. The House Judiciary Committee today launching an investigation into the market dominance of Silicon Valley's largest names, starting with a look at the impact of the tech giants' platforms on news content, the media, and the spread of misinformation. It's the first such review by Congress. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
President of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now. Can you jiggle that wire just a little bit? Just a little bit? Because I'm not hearing myself all that well. No. Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay. Much better. Thank you. Great to have you with us. It is Tuesday. It is Election Day. in City of Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, and Boulder City. And joining us now, one of the candidates in Ward 2, and by the way, she has worked for what, 3 months, 4 months?
Yeah.
Maybe more?
Maybe more.
Victoria Seaman joins us in studio, and after all of that work, it comes down to one day, and folks are going to the polls. I know that one of the things you do on Election Day is you try and get out the vote. Talk a little bit about where you've been so far today.
Well, so far today, I was at Pink Box Donuts. And
yummy.
We had to get out the vote, come and have a donut on us before you get out to the polls. And believe me, a lot of folks showed up, a lot of friends, supporters, and people that have never met me that just wanted to come talk to me before they voted. So that's what we did so far. And then I'm coming over here to get out the vote and telling all you Republicans that you need to go out and vote. It's that easy. There's no lines. But here's what's happening. The race is going to come between me and liberal Hillary Gray. A vote for anyone else is a vote for Hillary Gray because we're the top two at the right now fighting it out. And she's got the culinary out. And I really urge all my Republicans to go out because we don't want to end up like Los Angeles or San Francisco. We don't want sanctuary cities. And if you vote for me, we're not going to have that.
Let me ask you, a lot of people in a municipal election, they say, well, it's not that big a deal. The governor's not, you know, up for grabs. Trump's not on the ballot. But the fact is that you are the first line. When the street lights are out in front of somebody's house, you're the person they're going to end up calling.
I'm the person they're going to call. I'm the person that's going to deal with the Airbnb properties. I'm the person they're going to deal with all the city ordinances and businesses, make life easier for businesses. We're going to, you know, have this attitude of how can we help you succeed rather than how can we shut you down. And who better than someone who's been in small business to help small businesses? But people don't vote in this race, and I urge you to go out to the polls. It's that easy. If you do not have your ballot, you can just show up and give your information and sign or have your ID. And there's three easy places. One on West Sahara Library, 9600 West Sahara from 10 to 6. The Veterans Memorial Leisure Service, 101 North Pavilion Center Drive, 10 to 6. The Albertsons on Buffalo, 1650 North Buffalo, 9 to 5. And you, if you don't make it to any of these places, I believe Meadows is open till 7, Meadows Mall. But I urge you guys to go out and vote because this race is so important to how it's going to affect your everyday life. We've already talked about that so much, right, Kevin?
Well, this is where, and for me, this is the closest that government gets to the people, is
that's
at the city
so
council
correct.
Level. Your chances of running into a sitting U.S. senator at an Albertsons is slim and none. Your chances of running into, in Ward 2, Victoria Seaman, chances are you're going to see her at the grocery store, the dry cleaners. You're going to see her everywhere.
Plus, you already have my cell phone, so you're going to be calling me up with every issue that you have, and I welcome that. I welcome it because that's why I'm running, to be your public servant in getting things done for our community. Our community is so important to me as it is to you. If you don't know where Ward 2 is and you're not sure you're in it, it's Northern Summerlin, Southern Summerlin, goes all the way to the lakes in the south, goes all the way west as far as the houses go out in Summerlin. East it goes to Buffalo, and north it pretty much goes to Lake Mead. So I urge you to get to those polls. They're open now, no line.
You are not the only Republican in this nonpartisan elections, so to speak. But you have garnered, I was just looking at your list the other day of endorsements. You've got endorsement after endorsement after endorsement. At least one labor union is endorsing you.
Yeah. And that they came out just the other day and endorsed me because they know that I'm going to fight for small business.
Is that Labor's? Labor's 872?
Yeah, that's the only one that's endorsed me recently. But the other unions, Culinary and so forth, are all with my opponent. Because they know who we're the two top runners right now. So We're the ones that are fighting this out. And I've got the endorsement of former Attorney General Adam Laxalt. I've got the endorsement of the four only Nevada women state chairs, Sue Loudon, Marilyn Gubler, Amy Tarkanian, and Leah Roberts. Senator Scott Hammond just came out and endorsed me. Former Commissioner Bruce Woodbury endorsed me early on. And just recently, the new minority leader, Dr. Robin Titus, just endorsed me.
I want to ask you, just as long as we've got you, Jim Wheeler steps down. He says for personal reasons. Some say he was thrown overboard. Dr. Robin Titus is now the new minority leader. Hopefully she'll be in the majority come November 2020. What happened there? I mean, you've been in the trenches. You've been to Carson City. You've been there in those final days. The pressure cooker. Tell me what happened.
Well, you know, being in the legislature and working with Dr. Robin Titus, I can tell you this. She's a true leader. And we need a leader. We need
Is she conservative, though?
Yes, absolutely. And we need someone who is going to help get people elected to come up and serve with her, to be in the majority. And I think Dr. Titus is your woman. She's a fine person. I wasn't surprised that they chose her to be the leader because she, again, I worked with her, I served with her, and she is an amazing woman. And she's turned around and endorsed me because we have worked together, and she knows that I will serve the people just the way she does in Carson City. So I wish her the best, and I know she'll do well.
Okay, so what is the rest of the day like for you? Polls close at what, 7?
Yeah, polls close at 7. So I will be out there getting out the vote. I'll be jumping in and out to the polls over in the area just to say hi to my people over there and meet folks that want to meet before they go in to vote. But mainly I'll be making calls, texting, making sure I get everybody out to the polls. So listen to me. If you are driving and you have a busy day, I need you to take 1 minute out of your day and go vote.
And the polls are not crowded, right?
Not at all. It will take you 1 minute. And it's so important. I can't stress to you how important when I'm seeing what's going on across the United States in cities. You need people who care about the community and they care about your average working person. You need those type of people in city council, not somebody who's looking at to make us a sanctuary city and they have their own agenda. So I'm urging all of you to go out and vote today for Victoria Seaman, of course.
Got to get the name in. I know you are busy. I know you got a lot of places to go. I'm glad you were able to spend some time with us. Good
Happy
luck,
to be
and,
here.
And we'll see what happens tonight.
Let me give out my phone number really quick in case somebody has any last-minute questions. 702-466-0407. Please vote.
One more time.
702-466-0407.
Very good. Victoria, always good. Best of luck. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Okay.
Victoria Seaman joining us in studio on Election Day here in Southern Nevada. As we continue, it is live and local now.
Real Mexican food you like. My friend, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day. And nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mmm, mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Booyah! It's maravilloso.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the City Council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the GOP. PAC.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget Live and Local Now, teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And I remember I said parties, plural. We're going to Rhythm Kitchen Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. Mark down those dates. Doors will open at 5. The debates begin at 6. Get there early. We'll have a special pregame show, free hors d'oeuvres. Oh, and by the way, did I mention it's absolutely free? Oh, I just love that. Make sure you come out and be a part of our Democrat debate watch parties. Be sure and wear your MAGA gear. Feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas and Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie. You remember the fun we had in 2016? Oh, it was a hoot. Admission is absolutely free. Go to NevadaGOP.org to get your free tickets. That's NevadaGOP.org and get your free tickets. And we'll see you on June 26th and 27th at our presidential debate headquarters. You got it. Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur, just off the 215. Okay. It was a sham hearing. It wasn't a real congressional hearing. Well, I guess it was legally. They swore people in and all of that stuff. But it was the House Judiciary Committee headed up by Jerry Nadler. And they dragged, I mean, it was the closest political thing to Weekend at Bernie's. You know, where they prop up a dead guy for the weekend. Make him look like he's alive. John Dean was questioned by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican. So you know where this is headed. Listen to this. This is cut two. This is cut two. This is John Dean with Matt Gaetz, the Florida Republican, on the House Judiciary Committee, what is at best a sham hearing.
Do you believe if we turned the lights off here and maybe lit some candles, got out a Ouija board, we could potentially raise the specter of Richard Nixon?
I doubt that.
Well, it seems to be the objective. You know, here we sit today in this hearing with the ghost of Christmas past because the chairman of the committee has gone to the Speaker of the House and sought permission to open an impeachment inquiry. But she has said no. And so instead of opening the impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump, which is what the chairman wants to do and what I presume a majority of Democrats want to do, we're here reopening the impeachment inquiry potentially into Richard Nixon, sort of playing out our own version of that 70s show. And what I really regret
is striking, Mr. Gaetz, you're here as a prop.
You are functionally here as a prop because they can't impeach President Trump because 70% of Democrats want something that 60% of Americans don't. So they're in this no-win situation, and you sit before us here with no knowledge of a single fact on the Mueller report, on a hearing entitled Lessons from the Mueller Report.
Mr. Gaetz, can I answer your question, please?
It's not your time, Mr. Dean. It's my time. So here's the deal, right? We have a false accusation against the President of the United States that he was an agent of Russia. My colleagues on the Democratic side made that accusation. And so where do we go from here? Either we look into how the president reacted to a false allegation against him, or we look into why, for 22 months, we allowed a false accusation to tear this country apart. Now, to me, it seems like a far more relevant inquiry to figure out why the FISA court was lied to, something that you have spoken a great deal about, Mr. Dean, to find out why the recordings and the transcripts from George Papadopoulos, where he asserted that he wasn't doing any work with Russia, was not brought before the FISA court. None of that. We also would love to know why the FBI turned from an organization that was supposed to be investigating crimes into one that sought to shape public opinion. You had Comey and McCabe and that whole regime of leadership lying and leaking. And the reason they were doing it is because they didn't really think that the job of the FBI was to investigate and bring cases for prosecution. They thought the role of the FBI was to try to shape public opinion. And that's really why we're here. And that's what I really think all Americans ought to have an interest in stopping. And you held these views. You wrote them down. You said that illegal surveillance was one of the worst things that we should fight against as a government. And now here we are continuing to engage in this frivolous exercise of going after the president, despite the fact that there was absolutely no collusion. You guys need to get your act together and figure out if you're going to open an impeachment inquiry or not, because this is a straight up fiction. I yield back.
Gentlemen, his time has expired. The witness may answer the question.
That was a speech. I don't believe I can respond to it. It's not sufficient time.
I just love this. By the way, just a reminder, your taxpayer dollars, my taxpayer dollars, went to finance that hearing yesterday, that sham hearing. What a joke. What a joke. And by the way, it would be funny if it wasn't that our taxpayer dollars were spent on that sham hearing. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Coming up, Democrats have nothing on the president. You know, there's this this murmur, if you will, about impeachment. But did you know that out of 220 some odd members of the House, only 50 or 60 are ready to go for impeachment. The rest of them say no. No, that's true. Well, now there's something new. They're trying to discredit the president for saying the Mexicans are going to have an additional agreement ready to go in a couple of days. Did you know that? No, seriously. The fake news media is trying to make it like the president is talking about something that doesn't exist. Oh, there is going to be another agreement. It just hasn't been agreed to by the Mexican legislature. We'll talk about that coming up. And we'll get expert testimony from Mike Pompeo. He only happens to be the Secretary of State. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local now.
Fox Business Network stocks losing their earlier momentum and are edging lower in afternoon trading as investors are wavering between fears of escalating trade tensions and hopes that the Fed will lower interest rates to boost the economy. Among the gainers today, tech companies, which are posting their best five-day stretch in more than 7 years. And shares of tax preparer H&R Block are popping after hitting investors with a trifecta of good news today. The company beating quarterly profit expectations, raised its quarterly dividend, and announced an acquisition, Wave Financial, small business financial solutions platform. And still no leader at the helm for Wells Fargo. The bank is having trouble getting candidates interested in its open chief executive officer position. The bank's board has approached a small group of top candidates, according to the Wall Street Journal, who have passed on potentially replacing Timothy Sloan, who resigned in late March. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's on his way to Iowa to speak at a renewable energy plant and a Republican Party dinner. Former Vice President Joe Biden has three campaign events in Iowa today, and the president says,
I'd rather run against, I think, Biden than anybody. I think he's the weakest mentally. And I like running against people that are weak mentally.
We're told Biden, in a speech this evening, plans to say Donald Trump fails the basic standard to be president. A prosecutor in Connecticut says a murder suspect's blood was found mixed with the DNA of his missing wife at her home. Fotis Doulos is expected to be free on bail this afternoon. His attorney, Norm Pattis.
We deny the charges. We don't know where Mr. Doulos' ex-wife is. We are resolute and determined to try this case, and we believe fully that our client will be exonerated.
Doulos is asking for custody of the couple's five children. His girlfriend also pleads not guilty of murdering Jennifer Doulos. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation, the perfect companion to the Fox News Channel, just got even better with five new shows from some of your Fox favorites. Joining exclusive Fox Nation hits from Hannity, Ingram, Kilmeade, and more, giving you their take on the issues Americans care about and celebrating what makes America great every day. Binge them all for free today. Enter promo code BINGE at FoxNation.com and get your first 2 weeks of Fox Nation free. Fox Nation, opinion done right. Join today.
Father's Day is around the corner, and it's a great time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order, now through June 16th. Fox News t-shirts, hats, mugs, polo shirts, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order, now through June 16th. Happy Father's Day from Fox News Channel.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
One of the things I love about this program is our final half hour every day is devoted to you. We call it our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You get to talk about what it is that matters to you. It may be something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about earlier in the week, or maybe just maybe something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. We'll get to your calls coming up in a bit. By the way, you want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, you want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. At Kevin Wall Radio. I want to get, though, just very quickly to this the stuff involving the Mexican government. The president came out a couple of days ago and said, you know, not only do we have this new agreement with Mexico, which even the Mexican ambassador to the United States says is going to cut our surge coming across our southern border, and is going to cut it immeasurably. And not just down the road, but a month and a month and a half from now, you will see a sizable decrease. That's according to the Mexican ambassador. But then the president came out yesterday and said, you know, there's this other agreement that's in the process of being finalized now that's going to be very, very important. And, of course, the fake news media, because they weren't let in on the secret, they're like, you know, what is this? I want to take you to the, let's go to cut 8, because this is a Trump photo op at the White House with the Indy 500 winner. And the president stands by all this talk about an additional Mexican agreement. This is cut 8, go.
Mexico's
foreign minister says there was no secret agreement beyond what was announced on Friday. What do you mean in your tweet?
Well, we have an agreement on something that they will announce very soon. It's all done. And they have to get approval, and they will get approval. If they don't get approval, we'll have to think in terms of tariffs or whatever. But it's just another aspect of what we've done. It was all done because of the tariffs and because of the relationship that we have with Mexico. I spoke with the president yesterday. And by the way, I was with the president of France the other day, too. And he's a great guy, Emmanuel. He's a great guy. So we had a great conversation the other day. And I think you're going to see some real action. Sad that when you think of it, Mexico is doing more for the United States as of now than Congress and then specifically the Democrats. They have to get their act together. They have to work and get something done because you got a tremendous problem at the border. You have people pouring in, and it means crime, it means drugs, it means so many other things. We're building the wall. We're going to have close to 500 miles of wall built by the end of next year. That's a lot, and we're moving along very rapidly. We won the big court case, as you know, the other day, and that was a big victory for us. So a lot of good things are happening, but I want to thank Mexico, and we do have one other thing that will be announced at the appropriate time, but they have to get approval from their legislative body.
What is it?
Why are the Mexicans denying it then?
I don't think they'll be denying it very long. It's all done.
That's the president yesterday at the White House. Now, Michael Scheer, let's go to cut seven. Michael Scheer is the New York Times White House correspondent. He's been breaking some of these stories that the Mexican agreement is just kind of warmed over stuff that's been out there for months. And that the president's trying to take credit for holding a gun to the head of Mexico in the form of tariffs, and that the Mexicans blinked. And Michael Scheer and the New York Times are saying, no, that's not true. Michael Scheer was on with Anderson Cooper last night talking about this mysterious add-on agreement with Mexico. This is cut seven. Here he is.
Do you have an idea what the president is talking about here, what this coming announcement is? Because the Mexican foreign minister certainly doesn't seem to.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mystery. The closest that we can get in terms of speculating what he is talking about is an agreement that the American negotiators last week pressed for repeatedly, and the Mexicans refused, which is a kind of overhaul of the asylum rules that would force migrants that are trying to reach the United States to claim asylum first in Mexico, and if they don't do that, then the United States would have the legal right to refuse them entirely, saying that you have to apply for asylum first there. That's something that the two countries have been fighting about for a long time. The Mexicans refused to do that. Is it possible that since then they've sort of secretly agreed to do it? That's possible, though. Again, asked that, the Mexican foreign minister Ebrard said this morning that wasn't the case, that Mexico hadn't agreed to it. So you'd have to assume that the foreign minister of Mexico, in a public press conference to the world, is lying about what his government had agreed to believe that they have some secret agreement. Now, the truth is, what they have agreed to, from what we can tell, is to keep talking, so that if the number of migrants don't reduce that are coming across the border, the Mexican government, from what we can tell, did agree to keep talking about this 45 days from now, 90 days from now. But that's a far cry from what the president has been tweeting and talking about.
Now, let's get some expert testimony, shall we? Because cut six is Mike Pompeo. He's nothing less than the Secretary of State. And he amplifies on this additional agreement with Mexico.
I thought, too, I'd spend just a minute here talking about the agreement that was reached between the United States and Mexico on Friday of last week. Frankly, it reflects diplomacy at its finest. Shows the enduring strength, too, of the relationship between our two countries, and it's a significant win for the American people. The deal continues the Trump administration's commitment, the strongest by any administration in history, to confront the tide of illegal immigration and many other problems along our southern border, including the drug trafficking issues that transit there. The president is doing precisely what he said he would do. We agreed to a number of things, including the placement of 6,000 Mexican National Guard along the Mexican southern border. It's the biggest effort to date that the Mexican made, something that we pressed for with them throughout the time of the negotiations. We'll work closely with them to make sure that that is a successful effort. Those crossing the U.S. southern border to seek asylum will be rapidly returned to Mexico, where they may await their adjudication of their asylum claims. We've seen this before. We were able to do this to the tune of a couple of hundred people per day. We now have the capacity to do this full throttle and engage this in a way that will make a fundamental difference in the calculus for those deciding to transit Mexico to try to get into the United States.
So there you have it. Mike Pompeo. He's only the Secretary of State. And if this is something that has to be dealt with by the Mexican legislature, then so be it. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up, we're going to tell you about our big debate watch party. I am so excited about this. We had so much fun back in 2016, 2015. We had so much fun. And it was a hoot. Now imagine being able to hoot and holler at Democrats. Oh, this is going to be fun. They'll talk single payer, and we'll just laugh out loud. They'll trot out Crazy Bernie and Pocahontas, and we'll just laugh. So we're going back to Rhythm Kitchen. We'll tell you the dates here in just a minute. Okay, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, those dates for the debate watch party, the Democrat debate, it's the first Democratic debates, and it's going to be from Miami. It's Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th, 27th. We're going to be at Rhythm Kitchen. And by the way, here's the best part. It's free. It is absolutely free. We got free hors d'oeuvres, free admission. We are picking up where we left off in 2016. Remember the fun we had there? So make sure you mark it down on your calendar, both Wednesday and Thursday. We don't know which candidates are going Wednesday, which candidates are going Thursday. Come out both nights. Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur, just off the 215. It's our presidential debate headquarters. This is going to be a hoot. Make sure you wear your MAGA gear, okay? And feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas and Sleepy Joe Biden and Crazy Bernie. And what is there, about two dozen candidates? Well, you'll see 10 of them one night and 10 the other. And three won't make the stage. That's the way it works. And some of the Democratic candidates are none too happy about that. Let's get to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you tell us what it is you want to talk about. It's that simple. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
It was just announced down in Mexico that one of the higher people in the AMLO administration, which is the president of Mexico, has just announced that they're going to have to consider down there in Mexico to put up a wall along the Mexican-Guatemalan border.
I love it!
That's amazing. And by the way,
Mexico won't pay for it. The United States will pay for it. Let me guess.
And that hasn't been mentioned, but I called Mexico family down there, and yeah, they confirmed that that's been said. The other thing is, I am so happy that Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Finally, a president that defends our country. My wife's from Mexico, and we know a lot of Hispanic people that were against him, and now they have turned and are for him. I am hoping for a great 2020 election. I think a lot of people, including Democrats, are starting to see the light, how hateful this, the people that don't like Donald Trump, they're just basing it on emotion rather than on intelligence and facts. So those of you, before I go, hashtag walk away. That's for Democrats like I used to be that were blinded. Go to hashtag walk away, and you're going to see on their videos of a lot of Democrats leaving the Democratic the party and explaining why. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Alex. By the way, the president is going to be in Iowa for two speeches. One is going to be at a it's going to be one of those photo op things. And I don't like these as much. But the other one's going to be a campaign speech at a dinner. And my guess is, and we are being told that the president will announce his reelection campaign, that he is officially entering the race for president of the United States. I think it's just great. And meanwhile, Joe Biden's in Iowa today too. So that they're trying to paint it as Joe Biden against the president. The fact is, I don't think Joe Biden's going to be around in 3 months. I don't know, call it intuition, call it a feeling. I don't think he's going to be around. I just don't believe it. No, seriously. By the way, summer is now officially here. And Live and Local Now is brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher, he was on the show the other day, and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with one-of-a-kind outdoor adventures. Imagine the team building that you can do at an outing like this. One-of-a-kind outdoor adventures. That's what they provide. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay. Bill Maher is no friend of this show. However, I mean, he thinks differently. But he is funny sometimes. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes he's not very funny. But Bill Maher, let's go to cut five real quick. Cut five. Is Bill Maher was on with Chris Cuomo last night. And his question is a pretty good one, but it's one that has an easy answer. And the question is, why don't GOP voters hold Trump accountable? The fact is, we do. Promises made, promises kept. But this was the conversation last night. Maher is out promoting his new, he's got a brand new residency at the Mirage. But listen to Chris Cuomo and Bill Maher last night.
What I never get about the Republican base is that they never catch on to the bait and switch, that he's this new kind of Republican. But when he gets into office, what does he do? Tax cut for the rich people. The person who's going to always, I'm going to stand up for you, the little guy. I'm going to be your voice. And then they get into office, and where does the money go? Why can't we have nice things like infrastructure? It's because they spent $1 trillion giving money to the people who need it the least. There went that $1 trillion. It's funny, when Democrats are in office, you can't spend any money because we have a debt, and it's going to saddle our grandchildren. And how can you do that? As soon as the Republican gets into office, they put everything on the card. And then when they get out of office, they're like a blackout drunk. I did what? I spent what? Oh, God, the money's gone.
And they often win the narrative that Democrat means tax and spend.
It's amazing how they do that. I don't know how they win the narrative on anything. How do they win the narrative on being the party of national defense? Donald Trump is a guy who literally takes sides with countries that are not us. That may not technically be the definition of treason, but it's good enough for me when the President of the United States says, okay, I listen to my people, you know, the thank you for your service people, which we should say to them, the admirals, the generals, those people, the FBI, the CIA, they all told me one thing, but I'm going with the head of Russia or Kim Jong-un. I'm going to believe him over them. What? I'm a crazy guy. Agree with the people who are Americans.
Why don't the voters who support the president, who almost to a man or woman say, I'm a patriot, and what pisses me off about the Democrats is that they don't love our country enough. Why didn't the example of Helsinki, let's say, why wasn't that enough to change how they feel?
Because it's a cult. It's a great question. I ask it all the time. Why do Republicans get what I've called patriotic immunity? They can do anything and they're not questioned. Whereas a Democrat in office, the least little thing, and they make it up. You know, he apologized on foreign soil. Okay, was that in the rule book? I don't remember that. Or he wore a tan suit. Remember Obama?
Oh, sure.
He saluted with coffee in his hand. What? Your guy's a traitor.
He literally sides with countries that aren't America. And you're talking about a tan suit? I don't get it.
Do you think he's winning?
Yes. And I'm sick of winning. He's right. I got sick of winning, his winning. But we'll see. You know, I mean, a lot of the recent polls show, it's funny, in a great economy, mm-hmm. but not great for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You have to remember that.
But that's narrative.
Yeah. Well, yes, it's low unemployment, but what kind of jobs do people have? How secure are they?
Can what
they
about still, underemployment?
Can, yeah, can they get health care?
Temp workers,
they,
less hours, right. less money?
They never, again, they never seem to catch on to this bait and switch about you vote for this guy who's going to be the little man's champion. Mm-hmm. He gives all the money to the rich people. You have this idea that your path to the American dream is blocked by immigrants and single mothers on food stamps. That's who has all the money.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, remember how we told you Tammy Bruce is going to be in Reno for the big NPRI Spring Celebration a week from tomorrow? Well, tomorrow, Tammy Bruce is going to join us on this very radio program. Yeah! She will join us from our nation's capital. I can't believe it. Have we already run through the show? We're done? That's it? There is no more? Till we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I owned a land and slam, and so I wish that I could stay.
Here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KVET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!
No Family Spies. I'm Rich.